For this week only, we are departing from the usual introduction so familiar to the many listeners of this program. Instead of the front page drama, we present the deeply moving religious story of the Mystery of Lourdes. The name of Lourdes has appeared very prominently in recent news dispatches and photographs because of the visit there during the last few weeks by an heroic young American, a man in an iron lung, Fred Smythe Jr., who made the long journey from Miami, Florida, to the famous shrine at the foot of the Pyrenees in France. Because of the great interest aroused by this visit, the American Weekly has prevailed upon the Reverend John Lafarge, S.J., distinguished Catholic educator and scholar, to write an authoritative article on the spiritual aspects of this world-renowned shrine. Accompanying this special article, the publishers of the American Weekly, through the courtesy of Dr. Smiley Blanton, eminent American psychiatrist, offer his report on personal observations made at Lourdes, together with photographs of some of the recent cures effected there. These two scholarly discussions are to be published in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly. It is our purpose to review for our listeners the origin of the founding of this internationally famous shrine. On February 11th, 1858, little Bernadette Soubriot, a poor peasant girl, had gone out to gather firewood and returned home with a strange story.
Well, what is it, Bernadette? What happened to you?
I was gathering the wood in Monsieur Lafitte's meadow near the grotto by the side of the hill. Suddenly, I saw a vision.
A vision, dear?
Are you sure? Yes, Mother, a vision. A girl like me, but dressed all in white, like we dressed the confirmation. She was standing with her hands together, as if in prayer, and she looked down at me.
That is very strange, dear. You are quite sure you saw?
Yes, Mother.
Did it speak to you?
No, Mother, but I knelt down and said a prayer. Then when I looked up again, it was gone.
Come to me, Bernadette. Perhaps you have a little fever. You have not been well.
No, no, Mother. I really saw the girl, I'm sure. Please believe me, it's true now. Tomorrow I will go again at the same time, and perhaps I shall see her again.
Yes, dear, you shall go again tomorrow. And if you see her again, then you will tell your father about it and see what he says.
You have come again, my child. Now I pray thee, do my bidding.
Yes, Mother.
You must drink and bathe in the water which I shall send to thee. Do the place on the ground there with your hands, and from that spot shall flow forth the water.
Yes, Mother.
There. Thou art faithful. With me. The water cometh.
I drink as you have bid me do, my lady. What happened today, Mother?
Yes, dear. Now, Francois, what do you think?
My child is in black, Mother. The Holy Mother Mary has sent this vision as a sign of her sacred love.
But, Francois, what shall we do? Perhaps we should take Bernadette and tell the Abbe Tarama.
Yes. Yes, that is our duty. We will go this evening.
No, Father. Please don't go to the Abbe yet. He's kind, but very soon. He might forbid me to go again. And I do so want to keep seeing my lady.
Very well, dear. Do not worry. We may go again tomorrow, and we will wait a little while before we tell the Abbe.
Perhaps that is the best plan. But if Bernadette still sees our Holy Lady, we must eventually tell the Abbe.
In the next 4 weeks, little Bernadette saw the sacred vision 16 times. During one of the holy visitations, the vision told Bernadette that she, the vision, was the Immaculate Conception, which identified her to the people as being the Blessed Virgin. It was then that Bernadette's father and mother decided to visit their parish priest, the stern Abbe Perrinal.
I am in complete sympathy with your feelings, my son. I believe both you and your wife. I admit further, the child's faith in her story remains firm and unshaken. But we must proceed with the greatest caution, and I forbid any mention of miracles.
But what of the spring, Abbey? I swear it was not there before. There was never a trace of a spring in the grotto by the hill. But now there is a spring. And each day the flow of water has grown a little stronger. Many liters of water are flowing from the spring now, Abbey.
That I do not doubt. But it may be a perfectly natural happening. There are many springs to feed the little river, Gaudet. Many of them underground. Sometimes will force their way to the surface.
But, Your Reverence, what is vision?
My daughter, your child may have seen and talked of the vision. That I will not discount yet. But I must remind you, Bernadette is not of sound health. And bodily ills sometimes do affect the mind. Especially of one so young.
But, Your Reverence, our Bernadette has never been given to such things. She has always been sweet, cheerful, and calm. And even now does not give herself over to any trace of self-glorification or purpose when we question her. She only takes all this with a great calmness. It comes of a simple faith.
Yes, I am not disputing that. But I must remind you that we must be sure that what has happened is God's work, and not an unfortunate hallucination born in the mind of a child through the weight of physical suffering. There must be a full and complete investigation, and I will place the entire matter before Bishop Lawrence of Tarbes immediately. I fully appreciate the extreme care and prudent caution you have exercised, Abby, in the case of Bernadette Cabrian. A matter of this kind needs a great deal of thoughtful study and investigation.
And do your findings agree with mine, Your Reverence?
Not entirely, Abby. After reviewing all the evidence and questioning Bernadette several times without even once shaking her story, I am inclined to believe that everything points to some rare happening inexplicable to the human mind.
You mean that a miracle has taken place?
That, my dear Abby, is something that I cannot yet be sure of. Therefore, I must reserve my complete decision. On the matter of miracles, the position of the Church is clear. The Church ordains that it is perfectly reasonable and logical to suppose that the Almighty God who created the world and the physical order which exists in the world and who sustains the world and its physical order by his creative power may suspend the operation of that physical order in such instances as he sees fit. And when this happens, such exceptions are made for some grave moral reason. Such a reason would be, for instance, that God wishes to remind man of his existence, his power, or his holiness. Then man has begun to forget him. Or he might wish to certify the authority of some person entrusted with a special message to human beings. Or the holiness of some man or woman whose life God wishes to be taken as an example. We teach, as an article of Christian faith, the physical possibility of miracles, as well as the moral witness of such possibility in relation to the whole scheme of the moral and religious order of the world. In view of the happenings that have taken place in your parish at Lourdes, I am going to grant an order which will permit the grotto wherein Bernadette saw the vision to be approached as a place of prayer and a place of devotion.
Soon the fame of Lourdes began to spread, and the miraculous cures for which it has become world-renowned were started. Bernadette withdrew from the scene and entered a convent in 1866 at Navarre. She never returned to Lourdes in her life, nor, though she herself was ill with tuberculosis during her latter years, ever thought of seeking any cure on her own behalf. Bernadette's own overpowering desire was for personal holiness and service to her fellow man, to which she devoted all her simple and laborious life. What happened at Lourdes was not her work, but God's. Lourdes' mission today is one of education. It is a school as well as a shrine. To a world cursed with materialism, to classes and nations warring for profit, markets, and material gain, Lourdes preaches the supremacy of the human spirit over all flesh and matter. Returning to the subject of the visit of young Fred Snipe Jr. to Lourdes, there is much of the inspired faith in his prayers as there was in the prayers of the pious peasant girl, Bernadette. Young Snipe declared that his principal quest was for spiritual help. He wants the light and the courage to lead a worthy and even holy life. He prayed, too, for a cure, but the cure was not uppermost in his mind. The cure would be a great thing for God's purposes, for a cure would enlighten, prove, and instruct. A cure is the most powerful object lesson in the world. Christ taught for his cure. He said, "The works I perform speak for me." You have just heard The Mystery of Lourdes, the deeply moving story of the world-famous shrine at Lourdes, France. The Mystery of Lourdes was based upon an article of the same name by the Reverend John Lafarge, S.J., distinguished Catholic educator and scholar, and appears in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, accompanied by another authoritative article by Dr. Smiley Blanton, eminent American psychiatrist, concerning his report on personal observations made at Lourdes, together with photographs of some of the recent cures effected there. We feel that no American will want to miss these two deeply moving and religious articles on the physical and spiritual miracles performed at Lourdes, which are to be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.